After going through the stringent norms for communities we discussed in the recent Dapim, our Gemara kicks off at the top of Amud Aleph on the topic of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, the Yom Tov, the second day of Yom Tov that's kept in the communities in outside of Eretz Yisrael, and relates that in these communities who were already observing a fixed calendar system, therefore they knew exactly when Yom Tov was to fall, they would not do Malacha on Yom Tov Sheni, what the Gemara calls the Yishuvim. These were the populated or settled areas, but when they were in the Midbar, outside of the community, they would perform Malacha even on Yom Tov Sheni, because they knew that it, in fact, wasn't actually a day of Yom Tov. And Rav Ami agreed with this psak. So Rashi here explains that the idea of not doing the Malacha is Hoyo v'nahagu bo iser, since there was already a prohibition in place for doing Malacha on that day, it was kept as Yom Tov Sheni, lo ashne be'enehem es minnag. This person who's coming there is not going to create a machlokas by doing something different, changing the community norm. The case, presumably, according to Rashi, was about a Ben Eretz Yisrael, a resident of Eretz Yisrael, who went to Chutz Aretz to celebrate the Chag with the intention to return to Eretz Yisrael. And the idea is, realizing he could do the Malacha, but to avoid machlokas, to not create division, people say, what are you doing? So he refrained. But if you'd be in the Midbar, meaning outside the community, or the way the Shulchan Aruch says it, he hasn't arrived yet to the community, so the Malacha then is going to be mutter for that person. However, other Rishonim disagreed and said vice versa. The opposite is the case. They said this Gemara is really talking about a Ben Chutzarts going to Eretz Yisrael. It's the other way around, coming to Eretz Yisrael with intent to return back to Chutzarts. And this was the reading of Rabbeinu Chananel. He learned, therefore explain the Achronim. The Kli Chemda says is that the Rabbeinu Chananel said the Ben Chutzarts in Eretz Yisrael and Yom Tov Sheni is forbidden from observing the prohibition of Malacha. He has to take the Chumras of Eretz Yisrael. What's the Chumra of Eretz Yisrael? You're not allowed to observe Yom Tov Sheni out of a concern for Baal Toziv, as the Chacham Tzvi in Siman Kof Samach Vav explained. And a person may perform Malacha. Baal Toziv is, of course, adding to Yom Tov, that we're not allowed to do the Eretz Yisrael. We know exactly when the Chag is falling. A person can perform Malacha unless he is away from the city. So this Rabbeinu Chananel understanding of our Gemara was a proof for the idea of the Chacham Tzvi, but was not the common reading of our Gemara. In other words, our Gemara's concept of Nosin La'adam Chumri Makom Shabamisham, so the person came from a place, so you're gonna continue keeping that. If you came from Chutzarts, you gotta keep the 2 days. So that's the basis for saying, if you plan to go back to Chutzarts, you're Ben Chutzarts. That's who you are. That's where you come from. That's what you gotta keep doing. And you're being in Eretz Yisrael is not gonna change that fact. You're here, but you're planning to go back. So say, for example, taking from another area of Halacha, a person says, I wait a full 6 hours in between a meat and milk meal. And then I go to Holland, where they keep only 1 hour. Or I go to Germany, where they keep 3 hours. So I'm allowed to keep my 6 hour standard. I'm allowed to keep my chumra and bring it with me, and I can keep it. But in Eretz Yisrael, even if I wanted to keep Yom Tov Sheni, even if I wanted to say, oh, I'm going to keep a second day of Yom Tov, I run into Baal Toziv. I run into the issue of adding on. So therefore, we don't require the Ben Chutzar, it's the person who comes from Chutzar, to observe the Yom Tov Sheni. This was the Chacham Tzvi. This is the idea of the Chacham Tzvi. The other approach, second approach, which comes from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, based on Shulchan Aruch Rav and others, is that the Takanas Yom Tov Sheni's whole institution, Yom Tov Sheni, is not on the person. It's not on the Gavra, but it's on the place. It's on the place itself. In other words, it doesn't matter where you come from and your practice there. It's where you are. Where are you on Yom Tov? What the practice in that place is. The Alter Rebbe explains there that the idea of Yom Tov Sheni in a deeper level is based on the reality that you need 2 days of Chutzarts to receive the Ha'aros Achak. In Eretz Yisrael, you only need one. However, the Minchas Yitzchak didn't think the calculation of the Shulchan Aruch was sound when it comes to Ben Eretz Yisrael going to Chutzarts. The reason they keep Yom Tov Sheni is because of Machlokas, like we said before. We just don't want to, right? But not because they had to essentially keep Yom Tov Sheni. The third approach is quoted from Rabbeinu Shmuel Salant, B'shem Shmuel Salant. So he said that Yom Tov Sheni, because the whole concept of Minag of Asena B'yadena, we continue to keep it because that's the Minag, even though we know when the calendar falls out, means that if I come from Chutzarts during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, there's no suffix, there's no doubt when it falls in Eretz Yisrael on that time. So there I would keep 1 day. Therefore, we don't want to be more machmir on this bismanizment either. Halacha l'maase, however, has shown that many B'nai Chutzarts who come for a Chag or longer with plans to return still keep 2 days. Certainly, other chashbonos of owning a home in Eretz Yisrael, the person goes to for the Shal Shogalim, a person who plans to live in Eretz Yisrael. With all this, we see the incredible power of minhagim, customs, and how it shapes our beautiful practices as Jews around the world.